Appendix C, Ordnance Operations. On May 14, 1812, Congress officially established the Ordnance Department, now known as the Ordnance Corps. The Ordnance Corps motto is Armament for Peace. The purpose of this appendix is to describe the functions of the Ordnance Corps. It provides doctrinal references to other publications that describe munitions operations, EOD operations, munition safety, and maintenance in greater details. Mission and functions. The Ordnance Corps provides munitions, maintenance, EOD, and explosive safety support to generate and maintain combat power. The Corps provides these functions to Army, Joint, Intergovernmental, Interagency, and Multinational Forces. These functions provide for equipment serviceability, munitions availability, readiness, and protection that directly support operations. Each of these functions has a critical role ensuring operational commanders and forces have the required combat power for mission accomplishment. Ordnance in the sustainment warfighting function. All ordnance operations must be accomplished by planning and executing missions within the context of the sustainment warfighting function. This implies a need to understand and embrace the sustainment warfighting function and its tasks. Throughout operations, ordnance commanders must evaluate the performance of support provided to the force and determine if it meets the intent of the sustainment warfighting function. Ordnance operations are planned and executed by applying the principles of sustainment. When applied properly, the principles of sustainment provoke thought and allow commanders and staffs to use their knowledge, experience, and judgment to effectively employ their capabilities. Application of the principles of sustainment should be considered throughout planning, reevaluated during operations, and reviewed following operations. Support to operations. Ordnance leaders must assess the execution of ordnance functions to ensure they fully support the imperatives and apply the tenets of operations. Ordnance leaders and soldiers provide sustainment to Army forces by employing capabilities in a combined arms approach that creates complementary and reinforcing effects through multiple domains. Munitions operations. The munitions function provides the correct type and quantity of munitions from the industrial base to the tactical point of need with minimal handling and reconfiguration. Class 5 munitions includes fixed cartridges for small arms, cannons, and main battle tanks, separate projectiles, propellant charges, rockets and missiles, and fuses for artillery, projectiles and charges for mortars, and grenades, missiles, rockets, bombs, and explosives. Ordnance munitions organizations must effectively and efficiently handle, store, secure, distribute, and account for munitions in support of operations to joint or multinational partners when directed. Throughout operations, strict explosive safety guidelines must be applied to ensure adequate safety to all personnel. Effective munitions operations at all echelons support the combatant commander's desired end state and ability to effectively seize, retain, and exploit the initiative. Support structure. Most soldiers and units in the Army have a munitions requirement. The type of munitions required and the urgency of need varies based upon the mission and the OE. Commanders visualize a logical arrangement of operations, allocate resources, and assign tasks to the appropriate command. Ammunition support activities are established within a theater and provide a suite of ammunition logistics services. Ammunition support activities are locations that are designated to receive, store, maintain, and provide munition support to Army forces, ATP 4-35. An ammunition support activity is normally operated by one or multiple modular ammunition platoons. In garrison, ammunition support activities may be completely run or supplemented by United States federal or state government employees, contractors, or a combination thereof that are designated to receive, store, maintain, and provide direct or general support, and may also be assigned to operate an ammunition supply point to support Army and joint forces. Explosive ordnance disposal operations and mission. The EOD function provides integrated and layered protection support to forces, civil authorities, and critical infrastructure in support of operations. EOD detects, identifies, evaluates, renders safe, disposes of, or directs other disposition of explosive ordnance, including weapons of mass destruction. EOD facilitates technical collection of captured enemy materiel related to ordnance or weapons systems. Additionally, EOD provides support to joint, interagency, intergovernmental, and multinational operations as required and is tasked to render safe all types of explosive hazards, to include improvised explosives. EOD is a combat multiplier that facilitates operations and provides Army operational commanders at every echelon freedom of action in the OE. The EOD mission is to support operations by detecting, identifying, evaluating, rendering safe, and performing final disposition of all explosive ordnance. This includes improvised explosive devices, unexploded ordnance, and weapons of mass destruction. EOD has four functional areas. Render safe. The application of special EOD methods and tools to provide for the interruption of functions or separation of essential components of unexploded explosive ordnance to prevent an unacceptable detonation. Technical intelligence. Derived from the exploitation of foreign material, collected exploitable material, and scientific information. The process begins with the acquisition and recovery of a piece of foreign equipment or foreign scientific/technological information, followed by evacuation of the item for stateside exploitation and assessment of the threat. Protection. Preservation of the effectiveness and survivability of mission-related military and non-military personnel, equipment, facilities, information, and infrastructure. Disposal. Final disposition of explosive ordnance and components, which may include detonation or a controlled burn. Explosive ordnance disposal support structure. EOD support crosses all warfighting functions, with an emphasis on protection, intelligence, and sustainment. EOD companies providing direct support to maneuver units provide commanders a rapid response force which has the capability to render safe and dispose of all explosive ordnance. Due to the likelihood of encountering unexploded ordnance and other explosive hazards, EOD teams may be integrated into all operations. However, EOD is a low-density resource and risk planning should inform their placement on the battlefield. See ATP-4-32, ATP-4-32.1, ATP-4-32.2, and ATP-4-32.3 for more information on EOD operations and units. Munition safety. The Army's Ordnance Corps' fourth core competency is explosive safety. Munitions and explosive safety is a priority consideration shared across the DoD. The primary focus of munitions and explosive safety is to reduce the probability and limit damage caused by unintended initiation of munitions. Application of explosive safety techniques is based on effective risk management. This includes the functions and skill sets of the munitions logistics planners, logistics managers, modular munitions units, Army civilians, contractors, technical munitions safety experts, and the EOD units. The most basic and important fundamental of the munitions function is to take all measures possible to minimize risk to personnel, material, facilities, and stocks. Personnel must ensure they adhere to the munitions and explosive cardinal rule of exposing the minimum number of people to the minimum amount of explosives for the minimum amount of time consistent with safe and efficient operations. The following explosives safety rules apply to all munition storage and handling operations. Understand explosives safety responsibilities. Know explosives safety points of contact and how to contact them. Train personnel to properly perform their munitions missions. Have policies/procedures/SOPs in place that cover munitions missions. Ensure munitions locations are properly sited and have current licenses. Prepare certificates of risk acceptance to authorize any explosive storage safety deviations. Know where to find geospatial data and information depicting munitions locations with associated quantity distance arcs and exclusion and clear zones. Know the outcome of the most recent internal and higher headquarters explosive safety assessment. Institute corrective measures as required. Be aware of any new construction or modification plans that impact explosive safety clear zones. Know local policies and procedures for munitions amnesty programs. Location of collection points, responsibilities for collection, and frequency of collection. Know proper response procedures in the event of a munitions mishap. Notification, evacuation procedures, personnel accountability, unexploded explosive ordnance, EOD support, accident reporting, and malfunction reporting. Learn what munitions risks exist that could adversely affect mission capability and mitigate those risks. Munitions doctrine is found in ATP-4-35. Munition safety doctrine is found in ATP-4-35.1. Maintenance operations. Maintenance generates and regenerates combat power and helps preserve the capital investment in weapon systems and equipment. Maintenance is the logistics function that directly provides equipment serviceability and operational readiness to commanders for mission accomplishment. Maintenance occurs at every level of operations and is performed by operators, assigned maintenance technicians, or by maintenance units. Units that lack organic maintenance personnel are assisted by maintenance units specifically designated by order to provide support. Two-level maintenance. Army maintenance is a two-level system consisting of field and sustainment maintenance. Field maintenance is performed by technicians assigned to operational units. Technicians at this level are focused on rapidly returning unserviceable equipment to a serviceable state as quickly and as close to the point of failure as possible. Sustainment maintenance is performed by strategic organizations, primarily from USAMC, and is focused on rebuilding and resetting severely damaged equipment to a national military standard and returning it to the supply system. For test, measurement, and diagnostic equipment serviceability, the United States Army Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment Activity performs field and sustainment level calibration and repair support. Effective maintenance management includes anticipating maintenance requirements, tracking and analyzing maintenance reports, properly identifying and diagnosing maintenance faults, applying the appropriate maintenance capability, and managing Class 9. As in the munitions function, proper allocation of maintenance units is essential to ensure that adequate support is provided to the force. Army maintenance organizations also support joint and multinational partners during operations as required. Maintenance doctrine is found in ATP 4-33 and ATP 4-31.